Now, this next story begins on the streets of Palestine, where Snap gets to introduce the Speed Sisters.
I've loved race cars since I was a little girl. I love to watch them. I've always loved the sound of cars.
When Mara was growing up, her mom worked as a driving instructor. Mara always wanted to drive with her mom and watch how she worked the car.
I couldn't see in front of me, so my mom was scared to let me drive. But when she was next door, I rounded up all the neighborhood kids and told them to push. They pushed me in the car until we got past my house, so my mom couldn't hear the engine. I couldn't get the car in a second, so I drove through the whole neighborhood and first, I burnt the engine.
But when her parents saw the car, instead of getting angry, they were actually pretty impressed.
The day she stole the car when she was 11 years old, it was clear, she is unique.
Now, Mara's 21. She's in a parking lot in her hometown, Jenin, a Palestinian city in the northern West Bank. Normally, this lot is used for a farmer's market, but today, Mara's with her pit crew, making final adjustments to her souped-up VW GTI before the race starts. The lot is full of people. There are little kids standing next to their bicycles, some climbing a wall to get a good view of the track. The other racers' pit crews change tires and pump gas. Only a few of them wear matching gear from a sponsor. Tailgaters blast their boomboxes, grill lunch, and smoke hookah. The racers themselves stand next to their BMWs and VWs and Porsches, adjusting their helmets. And there's Khaled, the head of the Racing Federation, reading off the rules.
All racers, please come to the starting line. If you don't join us, it's your own problem. When the results are announced, you can't object to the timing. If you have an objection, you have to submit it in writing and pay $140. It's your problem if you didn't review the rules. I don't care.
This is not NASCAR. Racers are not racing against each other. They're doing speed trials. Whoever makes it around the track in the shortest amount of time wins. At the end of the day, Mara wins the race in Jenin. Most every racer in the Federation is a man. But then, there's Mara's team. The Speed Sisters. They're the first all-women's racing team in the Arab world. There's five women on the team. Noor, Mona, Betty, Mara, and Maysoon, the team captain.
Well, we're teammates, and we compete against the guys. At the same time, we compete within our own team for the title of the fastest woman.
Driving depends on a few things: experience, talent, your pit crew, and your car. Mara's got a lot of talent, but she doesn't have a ton of cash to spend on a top-of-the-line car. Her teammate, Betty, does.
My name, Betty Sade, is the brand of Speed Sisters and of Palestinian racing. I'm my parents' only daughter. There's actually just my brother and me, and we come from a well-off family. So I've always gone to the best schools, had the best education, the best opportunities. And my mom always used to say to me, I want you to be the most beautiful, the smartest. And in order to make her proud of me, this is what I've always done.
Betty's from Bethlehem, the big city. Most of Mara's family comes from the refugee camp in Jenin, including her dad, who moved out when he married her mom.
I started racing using the same car that my mother was using as a driving instructor. My father told me he didn't want me racing on my mom's car anymore. He said that he'd get me whatever car I wanted. All I had to do was ask for the car and he would get it. I was really surprised when my dad said that, because several of my siblings and I were in college, and my father wanted to start building a house for us, which is expensive. When I asked him, how can you afford to do this? He said, don't worry about it. We're going to get the car. So my father decided to buy a car rather than build a house.
Mara was the fastest woman racer. Then, Betty joined the Speed Sisters.
So from the very first day I joined the team and I won, Noor and Mara were already part of the team. But when I came and won, they knew there was real competition. I'm a good racer. Mara's also a good racer, but I get more popularity than she does. And it's not that she's bad looking, but I take care of myself. And I'm good looking.
After Mara's win in her hometown, she finds it difficult to keep up with Betty. Her car is slower, and even if her technique is better, Betty has a bigger engine and a lot of talent. Their next race in Bethlehem is the second to last of the season, and they're tied.
Winning the championship is very important to me because of my family's sacrifices. They have to drive for hours to Bethlehem to watch me race, so at the very least, I should be able to bring them the championship.
Mara makes great time on the track, 1 minute, 47 seconds. But Betty's round is better, and she beats Mara by 6 seconds.
There was always a possibility that Betty would win. It was a tiebreaker. She had 2 wins, I had 2 wins. But because I made the improvements to the car, I thought that I would be winning.
Mara can't believe her loss. She's devastated for days. And then, a picture of Betty's car pops up on Facebook. It's from the race. As Betty's rounding a turn, her trunk pops open. Technically, this is against Federation rules, and Betty could be disqualified. This happened once to Mara, and she had to forfeit. Now, Betty's team denies it, and the Federation sides with Betty.
When you have a Federation that you feel is against you, and you've spent all this money, and your parents have made this sacrifice, and it's possible that the Federation overthrows everything in one ruling, what's the point? The Federation's decision was bad. And I decided to stop racing. Life became very boring for me after I quit racing. I'd only go to college and come back home and then go to college the next day. I'm sick and tired of walking the same streets, seeing the same people, same faces. I love Janine and the people, but I need to leave town and see something new.
So while Betty's doing photo shoots and giving interviews almost daily, Mara's at home in Janine. She's not racing. She's not even training. Maysoon, the Speed Sisters team captain, wants Mara back. She calls her up and asks to meet her for coffee. They sit down, and Maysoon tells her,
life isn't fair. Things aren't black and white. When things aren't going how they're supposed to, you just have to keep going. You can't let these things defeat you.
Mara doesn't look Maysoon in the eyes. She just plays with her food.
I mean, we're living under occupation. What if we say, I'm sick of this situation and can't change it. I want to live somewhere else. When you've been treated unjustly, you have to persist.
Mara's quiet as she drives home from the cafe. She keeps her eyes fixed on the road. The next morning, she sits her dad down in the kitchen. He smokes a whole cigarette. She bounces both her feet, looks at the floor. They sit in silence. And then she tells him,
I want to go back.
What if Khalid causes you more problems?
Forget the last problem.
Before Mara can even finish her thought, her dad is out of his seat, across the room, and looking at the calendar.
On March 9th, you have the race in Jericho.
How do you know?
I just do.
Even though it's important for me to be racing for Palestine Engineering and my parents, That's not what I felt. The truth is, I wanted to go back, and I wanted to race for me.
It's race day. We're at Jericho. All the Speed Sisters are here, including Betty and Mara. And Khalid, the head of the Racing Federation, raises his megaphone.
If you have a problem, don't talk to me. Give it to the guy in charge of racer affairs. Give him the objection letter and $140, and he will give it to us.
It's at this point that one man in the crowd yells out, "Please, God, save us from the need to object!" Betty and Mara go down to the track to walk through its twists and turns. They try to remember which cones to avoid, to anticipate where they should downshift, where to brake.
I usually get to the races first. I go around and memorize the track. That day, Mara came, and she walked around and memorized the track as well.
I remember this course being very exciting. There isn't a course I don't memorize 100%.
This race is three trials. The best time wins. Trial one. Mara speeds around the track, pushing her car hard into every turn. She makes amazing time. 1 minute, 27 seconds. Betty also guns her engine, but she can't keep up with Mara. She comes up 4 seconds short. But then, just as Mara's pulling into her prep area for the second trial, the engine light comes on in her car.
Ah, what is this?
Mara's pushed her car too far, and she can't race the second trial. She sinks to the ground. But Maysoon comes to her, puts an arm around her, and tells her,
"Hey, you might not even need a second round. You'll win based off the first round."
When Betty can't beat Mara's time, Khalid steps in. He says Mara is disqualified entirely if she can't finish all of the trials.
I'm an idiot for racing with this federation. I'm an idiot for coming back. I'm an idiot. They're so biased.
The entire team erupts in Mara's defense. The woman with the best time should win. And Khalid backs down. But Betty still has one last chance to beat Mara's time. She slams through the course and makes her best time. But she's still 3 seconds short. Mara is the winner. Mara bursts into tears. Maysoon comes to her, picks her up off the curb where she slumped, and tells her,
"You should be happy! Even with 3 rounds, she couldn't beat your time. Even with 20 rounds, she couldn't beat your time."
Betty finds Mara in the crowd and hugs her. Mara's fans cheer.
At the end of the day, I'm not just racing for me. Every victory is a victory for my family and for the people of Jenin.
Thank you to our two favorite rivals, Mara and Betty, for sharing your story with the Snap. If you want to see these women in action, you are in luck, because we produced this piece in partnership with Amber Fares, the director of the Speed Sisters documentary, which you got to see with a quickness. We'll have more information about where you can find the documentary and more on our website, snapjudgment.org. Our translated voices are Amber Fares as Mara, Jasmine Aguilera as Betty, additional voices, Jordan Carnes, Mark Ristich, Pat Mesiti-Miller. The sound production and original score was by Leon Morimoto, and the story was produced by Eliza Smith.